is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Sing, whosoever will come drink of this water. I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we will begin a new series, Smooth Tongues for a Rough Beast. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Elvis Presley with He Knows What I Need, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
My Jesus knows when I am lonely. He knows each pain. He sees each tear. He understands each lonely heartache. He understands because He cares. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, He
power in the prophetic word of God. And one thing is clear from God's word. He warned us in His prophecies that there would be a great falling away from the truth. That's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The great apostasy, it's called. A falling away from the truth. In fact, the Apostle Paul said that this would be the great sign that would occur just before the coming of Christ. The great falling away. And immediately after that falling away, the son of perdition will be revealed, the Antichrist. And the whole world will fall under a strong delusion. Think about it. Jesus Christ is waiting up in heaven in the wings to come. What must come first before He gathers up the saints? Friends, listen to me. First, a great falling away. And then the Antichrist is revealed, and the strong delusion comes upon the whole world, and they will believe the lie and be damned. Does that sound harsh to you? Does that sound like our God is a confrontational God? You better believe it, friends. We're in the midst, I am convinced, of that very time, the great falling away. But it's been a long time coming. And since 1986, we've been here in this ministry warning people about the great apostasy. 18 years ago, the signs were here. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and now, my friends, it's just as the Apostle Paul said, things will wax worse and worse. They'll grow worse and worse until the end comes with men deceiving and being deceived. It's not enough that they are deceived, but after being deceived, they go out and deceive others. They make disciples from hell. And I'm going to be naming some people today that have hellish doctrines and teaching, some of the biggest names in the world in the field of religion and politics. I'm going to name them today, and you're going to see how they are leading not millions, but billions of people. There's only 6 billion people in the world. I say only, what a number. 6 billion. How many Christians do you think there are? You know, Jesus himself said that few would find the way. He said, and I think it's rhetorical, but it's how powerful is it? In Luke 18, verse 8, he says, when the Son of Man returns, will he even find faith on earth? Will there be anyone left who believes in him? Well, we know that there will be, because he has decided there will be a remnant, a small group. Broad is the way to destruction, said Jesus Christ, and narrow is the way to salvation. Now, remember those two words. Narrow is the way. Narrow, very, very small is the way to salvation. But the great freeway, the Broadway, I don't know how many lanes is on it, friends. It's easy to get around in that freeway. I know there's traffic jostling back and forth. But hey, there's so many lanes on it. Take the freeway. Don't take the road less traveled. The world says, we'll get you there. This is the broad path. But Jesus said it is that broad path that leads to destruction. But we have a world today, from the President of the United States on down, and all, I cannot think of one major so-called Christian leader anywhere in the world who has not fallen away from the faith. And they are so smooth in their tongues, like honey. And they say, don't worry, don't be afraid. In fact, Pope John Paul II, that is the motto. It along with totally, I am totally yours, Mary. But the second motto that he has pushed so much is, do not be afraid, have no fear. He's telling the whole world, don't be afraid, have no fear. That's actually a motto of the Vatican, along with Totus Tuus Maria, which means I am totally yours, Mary. Friends, I've got a different message for the world. Textmore says, be afraid. Be very afraid. Because if you're on that broad way to destruction, I'm telling you, friends, the bridge is gone. And you are going to plunge into the depths of the icy waters, and they're going to turn hellishly hot. Now, we're going to have a series called Smooth Tongues for a Rough Beast. I'm going to expose the men who are smooth tongues for a rough beast. It was the British writer and poet Rudyard Kipling who wrote a very, very perceptive poem many years ago about a rough beast slouching toward Bethlehem. Bethlehem, of course, was the little town where our Lord Jesus was born in this world. Of course, He was always with God, eternal, but he came in the flesh some 2,000 years ago in that little town of Bethlehem. But friends, there is a counterfeit, and he is slouching his way across this world, the beast, toward Bethlehem. A counterfeit. And to help him, to help pave the way for this beast that is slouching toward Bethlehem, we have, I just call them the professional clergy. They're professionals. They get paid for their dirty work. And they are workers of darkness. The Bible says that the devil has his own ministers. A lot of people don't know this. They say, what are you talking about? Friends, listen to me. The devil has his own ministers, and the Bible says they come disguised as ministers of righteousness. They do not come as evil men wearing red suits having horns. They come as the good. They come speaking honeyed words to you and to me of love, of tolerance, of ecumenicism. Can't we all just get along, whatever religion we are? What does it matter? Who is Jesus anyway that we should believe in him exclusively, they intimate to a lost world? And what is wrong with secret societies? There's nothing wrong if men wish to congregate themselves in Freemasonry or the Order of Skull and Bones or the Knights of Malta or some other secret agency. And anyone who would expose evil in the world, they say that person is evil. Even though the Bible in Ephesians 5 verse 11 says, have no part with the works of darkness, but rather reprove them. They say, do not reprove darkness. If you do, you're an evil worker of darkness. Friends, let me tell you something. The enemy, while we were asleep, the enemy came during the night and planted tares. You cannot tell the difference at first glance between the tares and the wheat. And if you attempt to take the tares out, you'll pull the wheat up too, if you're not careful. Because Jesus said, if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. But listen, there is a way to know the truth. There is a way to discern the evildoers from the good, and it's called the Holy Bible. I do not for a moment believe that Tex Mars has the ability, even though I've taught for universities, even though I was a U.S. Air Force officer given great responsibilities, even though I've been in ministry for many years now, I do not have the analytical ability to determine who is the good and who is the bad, who is the tear and who is the wheat. But I have a book. I have a guide. I have an instruction manual, and you do too, friends. And you can use that for good purposes. Use it, and you will prosper and grow in your faith. I didn't say in money. I'm talking about faith. What is money to faith? And after all, these professional clergy that I'm going to tell you about, professional Christian leaders, they have their own reward here on earth. Proverbs 17, verse 15 says, he that justifieth the wicked and condemn the just, both are an abomination to God. When you expose evil in the world, listen to me, friends, you will be condemned by evildoers. But there's more. You will be condemned by men who pretend and are believed by the world to be the good. And they will paint you, portray you as the evildoer. They will smear you. They will defame you. They will libel you. They will slander you. And they will say, this man is of the blackness. Happens to Tex Mars all the time. They will seek to kill the messenger. I cannot even begin to describe to you the adjectives and the names that Tex Mars is called. in letters and emails on the internet, in people's newsletters and magazines. I'm telling you, friends, if I didn't already know the answer to the question, I would be going around begging men to tell me, why is it that Texmars is unable to please men everywhere? What is it that I'm doing where I cannot please men? I cannot satisfy the world. But I already know the answer to that. The minute you begin to expose evil, they will turn on you. And they will attempt to slaughter your reputation and your witness. And what of it? So what? They have always sought to do these things to good people who follow Jesus and do what is necessary to uphold righteousness. When King Ahab, the evil king, he and his wicked queen Jezebel, when he came upon Elijah, he said, "You! So you're the one that troubleth Israel." Friends, listen to me. This message, while I'm going to preach, I know I will get dozens of letters and emails, and they will say, "You, Texmars, you're the one who's a troublemaker, who's troubling Israel." In the book of Acts, it is said of the early church, they had an accusation against them as well. They are the ones who are turning the world upside down. Friends, listen to me. We're going to turn the world upside down. You don't want to miss this. We're going to turn the world on its axis. Because the devil has been working on it, and he's got it turned around the other way, and we're just going to right it. Matthew 7, verses 15 and 16 says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves." Jesus said, do not judge by external, outside appearances. You know, there's an old saying, you can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Of course, that's not always true, because there's some very ugly, despicable, filthy covers. But sometimes it is true. The cover can look so glittery, so beautiful, so colorful, so warm and fuzzy, and oh, so likable. It makes you want to read the book. Every once in a while I publish a book just because the cover is so delightful, so attractive. The artist, the designer did such a good job, they caused me to spend $15 or $25 for a book. I get it home, it doesn't have anything of substance in it. There's nothing of value in sight. In fact, many times it's full of lies. But the cover is pretty. It attracted my attention. Made me think something of great value and worth would be inside, but it's not. Some women and men dress to the hilt, to the nines, they used to call it. They look so good. I found this out even when I was in high school. Some of the prettiest girls I wanted to date. Wow, look at her. She's a stunner. But when I dated her, I found out there was nothing under the cover. And I don't mean that in the sexual way. I simply mean that underneath the skin, she was not a good person. Or she just had nothing of substance to offer. There are many vile people who look good on the surface, but it truly is a case that beauty is often skin deep. And they say ugly goes all the way to the bone. I believe that's true of Satan. He comes as an angel of light. His ministers come as ministers of righteousness and angels of light, but inside they are ravening wolves. We're going to expose some of these people today. And I have had enough of people who say, silence. Don't speak out. It'll hurt your ministry. Baloney. Some years ago, I had many popular books in bookstores and best-selling books. And people said, shh, Dex, don't say these things. Bookstores will take your books off their shelves. You cannot say these. There are things you cannot say. You cannot expose the top Christian leaders. Even if it's true, shh. If you want to get ahead, be quiet. Cooperate. Can't we all just get along?
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.